I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
If you missed the story with Mike Vrabel, head coach of the New England Patriots, being spotted at a hotel in Sedona. He was out there for an event with work. He was scouting young players that they might draft this coming year, Kennedy. And I guess he took a little road trip about 125 miles away to Sedona to hang out with Diana Russini, who is a longtime and well-respected NFL reporter. And so them photos pop up and they are at this, you know, what is built as a romantic resort. It's for couples. It's exclusive. It's expensive. They're spotted by the pool, which is innocent. It's fine. But the photos of them on the rooftop of this bungalow, which is built as a bungalow for two, romantic, all of that. And they are locked eye to eye, hand to hand, and hugging one another. And it could be just innocent, right?
It really could. They could be looking at each other and saying, look how far we've come. You know what I mean? Like, I have friends in my life who I certainly feel like you could have caught me in a picture and been like, oh, wow, you're, mm-hmm. what are you doing when I wasn't?
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't know. I'm in a committed relationship and I would never go to a luxury resort hotel and interlock my hands with another woman who's also in a committed relationship and then go to a rooftop private dining area and just do that little behind the back hug. So I probably wouldn't do any of that stuff.
Mike Vrabel says these photos show a completely innocent interaction and any suggestion otherwise is laughable. This doesn't deserve any further response. And Diana Russini says the photos don't represent the group of six people who were hanging out during the day. She said in a statement provided to the Globe by the New York Times, like most journalists in the NFL, reporters interact with sources away from stadiums and other venues. So that is on that. From the 774, the more he's making comments, it's laughable. The guilty he's making himself look. And you've been in
Or just brushing it off like that makes it say I don't have this much stake in it. You know what I mean? It's just not.
And you've been in this situation before where you caught somebody and they said, no, it was innocent. Nothing happened.
Totally.
Right?
One of them was like, got a phone call at 11:30 at night. I'm sorry, I have to take this call. I'm like, where are you going?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, it's a friend of mine. She thinks she might be pregnant and so she needs to talk to me.
Oh.
Really? She needs to talk to you, this woman I've never heard of in my entire life, but you're best friends. So yeah. Clearly it was him. And let's see.
Did he think he was the father?
I do. oh. Why else would she call him?
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah, I mean, he did all the time. He would go out to the club, stay out to the club till 3 o'clock in the morning, and I had to be at the house waiting.
Yeah.
And any question I asked, I was met with, I have friends who are women, you just need to deal with it.
Jeez. Like, I caught somebody cheating. I mean, it's well-known. I don't know this, mm-hmm. you know, but I caught them.
Yeah, mid-act.
Mid-act. So.
And flagrante delicto.
Yes.
Doing the horizontal mambo.
It was laughable.
The beast with two backs.
It was laughable.
You have to make it laughable because you'll cry if not.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in that situation, you wish they were just holding hands.
Like, I feel badly for everybody kind of involved, right?
Yeah.
There are children, there are spouses, there are
right.
all of these things.
Right.
And I just really like him.
Yeah, from the
508. I stay liking him.
What do their spouses? No, I know, and everybody does like Mike Vrabel. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kelly. I just texted and Dan said to call in.
Okay, so what was it, Kelly? What happened with you?
No, it wasn't me. I'm just saying, as a female, if my husband was away, interlocking fingers with the woman or hugging her from behind, I'd be like, yeah, I think you're more than friends.
Okay, I have a question for you. What if you knew her? Like, it stands to reason that his wife might know her, too, just because they were together in Tennessee. They worked alongside of one another. So what if it was you knew that they were friends? Would that change it at all for you?
Yeah, my husband has a lot of females that he's friends with.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were ever, like, away on a business trip and I saw pictures of that, I would know immediately that's a romantic.
Aha. Uh-huh.
When you're hugging someone from behind, I mean, that's a little bit more than friendship.
That Coldplay guy. He ruined it for everybody.
Thank you. From the 774.
He ruined the behind the from behind
hug. He ruined the behind the back hug completely.
From the 774. Yeah, I'm going to let the heterosexuals talk this one out. We gays are all over each other
facts,
all the time.
Facts.
I'd never give it a second thought, mm-hmm. laughing my ass off. Oh, my gosh. The spin of it all that he and she are having to deal with over the next 24, 48, 72 hours with their family.
It's a lot.
And there's all sorts of audio out there about her saying she married an average guy and that's why she never posts about him. I mean, people are grabbing things out of context.
But you're saying that with
I know.
So don't.
It's ridiculous.
Do your research, as the kids say.
I need him focused on the NFL draft. The draft is coming up in like a couple weeks.
That was half the trip.
I need him scouring fifth rounders from San Diego State. Interlocking hands with women.
Yeah, well, how did it go at Arizona State when you were looking at football players?
Like, didn't even catch a game.
Right. 617-655-1234. 617-655-1234.
From the 508. Mike is a great coach. Leave him alone. With crazy AI, it could be a deep fake.
There we go.
Yes.
That's
a new level of apologist. He said he was there, man. I like him, too.
It is $1,000, by the way, for Campy Kennedy right now. 617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. Play Campy Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.